هو لا بتس منجل في بالكمان لا هابي بوك First we should know that who is Raghunath Das Krishna. You know, and in a book, Gopal Guru has stated that Raghunath Das Goswami, in his Sarup Siddha, he is Ratina. But his nickname is Tulsi. Nickname? All Sakhis always use this name, Tulsi. But also Ratina. He has come with his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Golok and Dananda with Rupa Manjari and all Sakhis. His Guru was Yogananda Das, Diksha Guru, and Kul Guru is also. He has some association with Haridas Thakur. And he first met with Nityananda. After that he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From boyhood he wanted to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him not to leave your home, father and mother, so early. You should be first right and then you should be. Gramyavartana Sinidekani. Gramyavartana. Bolived Gramyavartana Sinidekani. Bhalo na khaide, bhalo na paride. Amani mano bhaye krishna. কি বলেছিলেন
ঘরে ফিরে যাও
কি
ঘরে ফিরে যাও দেখো না হোক বাকি কোনো কিছু পাইলে ঘরে
এটল রঘুনাথ দাস ইউ শুড রিটার্ন টু ইয়োর হোম don't be mad. And avist, uttejit, uttejit. That seeing one person, he becomes enthusiastic and does anything. But after that, when his fever comes down of that, then he thinks that I have done this mistake. Understand? So now you are very child in this religious thing. You should not be over what? What is? Go and love your father and mother outward and have nistha in your body. God one day help you and you will achieve your ultimate goal. He went there and lived with his wife, father and mother. After some time, Nityananda told me, Kothare, Panihati, you have gone to Panihati. And there he gave mercy to Raghunath Das. After that, one day, his guru came in the very morning, darkness, and told that Raghunath Das, my one disciple has done and my Thakur Puja is not done. So come with me and let us go to that disciple and engage in Thakur. He was very glad. He came out of his palace. No one disturbed. There were so many watchkeepers who were attending on Raghunath Das, but they saw that guru is with him, so no one disturbed. When he went out of the palace, he told that you should go to your home. I'm going alone to that person. I will go to them. And he told that person that go, order. He went, and also Raghunath Das went to Jagannath too. Then he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him in the hands of Sarupdham. And there are so many pastimes of his Bhairat there. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarupdham were given mercy to Raghunath Das. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, he became astralis. He then left to eat chawal dal or anything. After some time, after 3 or 4 months, Sub Damodar also went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a Prakat Leela. He used to eat only fruits and milk and like he left all this. Then he came to Govardhan to live his life from jumping Govardhan and the living Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him two things, Govardhan Sila and the Gunjamala, which Sankarananda Pandit had given Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returning from Vrindavan, Sankarananda, Brahmacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to arsan personally by this water and this flower, heart flower. He used to keep it sometimes on his heart, sometimes on his lips, sometimes in his heart. Sometimes he could not find that where should I keep it. After 3 months, he gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given Govardhan, that Govardhan shelter he has given. By this, he has given me to Govardhan. I should search Govardhan. And by Gunjamala, he has given the lotus feet of Radhika. When he used to worship, he used to take it in Kunjamala, in ashray of Radhika. He used to serve Govardhan in the shape of Krishna, and always thinking himself Palladasi of Srimati Radhika in Manjari. When he came with two things to Vrindavan, he met Rupa and told his view that I am going to Govardhan. He did not disclose his idea that he will jump from Govardhan. But they knew that once he jump and give life, Sanatana Goswami told that don't do so. You are my brother. And Rupa Goswami also. He told his own activity that at first I went from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, and in the middle I have a robe of khujli and water flood coming from my whole body. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw Chaitanya Sanatana Goswami, he used daily to come and to do like this. And his water touching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu body, so he became so much distressed and thought that I should live my this body in going in the under the wheel of chariot. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew it and told that you have given this body to me and now you are being mukta, swatantra, not giving. Well, verbally you are giving, internally you are not giving. You have no adhikar on this body. Second thing, that if I knew that by giving my life I can have the service of Radha and Krishna, I will daily one to die left and left time. But I know that by dying Krishna and Krishna Prema cannot be had, it will be received by only Krishna Bhajan. So you should do Krishna Bhajan. So you can die, but you cannot receive Krishna by dying. So you should not die, you should do bhajan at Radha Kundu Govardhan. Anything? You want anything? So, this is the thing. Raghunath Das Goswami has so much association with Rupa Goswami. And he took everything of Rupa Goswami. Sanatana Goswami also as a Shiksha Guru. But he followed wholly as what is Manjari? He was a Manjari. What is Manjari? There are five kinds of Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Prana Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Priya Narsakhi. Nitya Sakhi are like Dhanishta who are serving Krishna and they are supporting Krishna. Krishna Adhik Sneha. Their Sneha more than Radhika towards Krishna. These are Sakhi. They also serve Radhika also, Radha and Krishna, but they are adhik sneha to Krishna. Priya Sakhi and Param Prishta Sakhi, or Param Prishta Sakhi are called also Priya Narma Sakhi. Prana Sakhi, Priya Sakhi are only Narma Sakhi. Are different. Param Prestha or Param Priya Narma are different. So last two, that is Priya Sakhi and Priya Narma Sakhi, are Samasneha. Samasneha? But yet they are attracted to Radha, Sri Radha, towards Radha. They sometimes rebuke Krishna when they suffer towards Srimati Radhika. And sometimes they rebuke also to Srimati Radhika when he is in anger and he is so much hard towards Krishna. And they like that Krishna should be under Srimati Radhika also. And they also say the severity of Srimati Radhika. But yet they are company. Last one, then two. Prana Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi. They are Radhika Adhik Sneha. They have these are Radhika Adhik Sneha. They have Adhik Sneha. Adhik, you know, more Sneha to Radhika. Both Prana Sakhi and Nitya Sakhi. they always serving, being with Radhika, wherever Radhika is. They have so many functions. They are very much pleased if Radhika is pleased. If Radhika feels separation, they feel separation. If Krishna meets to Radhika, they meet to, they feel in their heart that they are meeting with Radhika. One day I have told you, like Manjari, Devi is playing with Pushpa, flower. And Manjari are so happy. One day, Srimati Radhika told her any sakhi to whom he has so much affection that Mani Manjari is my so obedient fellow. She is Manjari, Mani Manjari. I want that Krishna should meet. Go tell by any skill that Krishna is watching and waiting in a Sanket Kunja. And you should by any way, you should take her to Krishna. That way. And it is my
desire
that she should meet Krishna. She went to that Mani Manjari and told in deep jagway that she should meet Krishna. Krishna is waiting for her. I know the will of also Srimati Radhika. Will not be any. But she has not told me to come to you. But I know her will. She told in so many ways, various ways. But she told that. Don't tell me to do so. I never will do. Because when I see meeting Radhika and Krishna, I feel so much pleasure than I will meet with Krishna. Any man thinks where something greater thing will be achieved. Anyone does not effort for lose. When Krishna meets with Radhika, it is for my gain. And when I will meet with Krishna, it is a very great loss. So why I will choose loss? So, Srimati Radhika has so much faith that once Roop Manjari or any Manjari was there. And Srimati Radhika wanted that she should meet, Roop Manjari should meet Krishna. And he thought towards Krishna. And did Ishara?
Heal him.
She should catch hold. Krishna wanted that she fell upon the feet of when you meet, I have so much pleasure that I can. So I request you to give that pleasure, not this pleasure. So this is called tattat bhav ichhasmika. Kamanuga bhakti is of two types. One, Kamanu of two parts. One satat bhav isthatmika and one sambhogatmika. Lalita Visakha, Chandravali, Radhika and all are sambhogatmika. And those who become so much bliss have all the things and all the symptoms, only seeing Radha and Krishna meeting. What Radhika has experienced by Krishna, they have more experience than meeting. That is called bhav ichhatmika, tat tat bhav ichhatmika. Tat tat means the speciality of meeting Radha and Krishna, and its bhav of understanding. They only want to serve like this. That is called. But they have all the things that a Naika or a Sambhogatmika Gopi has. More than, not less. So it is called Satta Bhava Ichhatmika Kamanuga. So Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, are all of the same kind. How it can be? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only has come to this world to give this. Not Radhika love or Naika love. Narpait charin sirat karunaya vatirnah kalau samarpaitum unnato ujjwala rasan. Unnato ujjwala rasan. That is unnato ujjwala rasan. That a soul can have. Soul cannot have what Srimati Radhika has, Mahabhav, Madan and Modan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came Radha Bhav Ashwadan, Radhaya Pranay Mahina. This is his own desire. And to give this Bhav only, Manjari Bhav, to serve Srimati Radhika and Krishna. When Rupa and Sanatana Goswami advised to Krishna and give Radha Kund place to Lita and to do bhajan, he was always crying for Radha. And he was lotus. Lutana. In the dust it was lying,
rolling
in the dust of Radha. Though he was a special sakhi of Srimati Radhika, never separated, yet in this lila, as a Rupa Raghunath Das Goswami, he has played the role of a G, Raganuga Sadhak, and highest role. By Rogumaya, he was not pretending. Actually, he felt like this. And by his self, by Yoga Maya, as Krishna being God of God, and he yet whips by seeing the seat in the hand of Yashoda, and actually he whips, and he has a fear for Yashoda. He is not pretending. So in the same way, being near and dear Sakhi of Srimati Radhika, He is not pretending here. By Yoga Maya, he is doing actually what he is. So he has two roles. One role, practicing Raganuga Bhakti, Sadhan Bhakti. And by his Siddha Sarir, as a Rup Manjari, at the same time, serving Radhayana. Siddha Deh, is Bhaman Kariya, Arat Dine Sinte Radha Krishna.
Mananiya Siddha Deh Kariya Bhavan.
Arat Dine Sinte Radha Krishna. There is a Siddha Sarir in every jeev. How it can be achieved? That's something in your body?
Something.
Huh? Anything. Disturbing your body?
No.
I think something. If you like this, For serving Radha and Krishna, without Siddha Deva one cannot be. This body is not fit for serving that Radha and Krishna in this way. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first time, this, by this also we can do bhajan sadhana. But for that, by Siddha Deh, Manas Deh, Manas Chintan, it is essential. How it can be? If a man has great, and he has gone to a Siddha Gurudev, and he is very eager to serve Radha and Krishna, then at first he will make here all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and he will bask in what rasa he has tasted, and accordingly will let him hear the appropriate Krishna pastime. This will be very useful for him. After that, by and by, he will tell Sarup Siddha Katha. Sarup Siddha, you know, when bhav comes in this body, it is called Sarup Siddha. And after that Sarup Siddha, we can imagine, after that imagination, we can have some realization. After that time, more and more we will hear all these things and do practices of Raganuga Bhajan. Gradually, the Siddha Sarir will come out by the grace of Krishna Chandrayantra, Yoga Maya. By thinking, we cannot do anything, only by the grace. Or if Guru is capable and Siddha Guru Dev, and having a realization of all these things to be right, he will see in what rush his Siddha Sarir is, like Vrajanath and Vijay Kumar, his Guru Dev, get that. So, if a man has Raganuga Bhakti, he will surely see that what my Siddha Dev is, and will try hard to achieve it by the grace of Krishna, Guru and Yoga. Without this, he will he cannot think about Ashtayama Leela. Who is he? He does not know. He has no idea of Krishna and Radhika, that how beautiful and how they are. So he should know his seva, basan, bhushan, ayu means age. Who is his husband, her husband? Who is father-in-law, mother-in-law, sister-in-law? Where he lives? Where his marriage has been done? Everything will have to know. Then, Swarup Siddhi did it. And he is doing all this. After that, when will be matured in this, then Yogmaya will take after death in a sphere where Krishna Leela is going on. And there in Gopi home will have birth, and the association of Nitya Siddhanta, he will completely realize and serve Radha. Here Raghunath is Raghunath Goswami. We should think that he was Manjari. And he was Raga Nuga Sadhak. We should not think that he was Siddha. He was Siddha. No doubt. But yet, we can follow him only if we know that he is Raga Nuga Sadhak. We cannot follow Krishna or any Siddha Mahapurusha, only Sadhana. So we should know that Raghunath Das Goswami is a Sadhana. And how he has done Sadhana, we should gradually follow it. Here Raghunath Das Goswami, waiting on the bank of Radhapur. In his last life, when for a second he cannot live without darshan of Tulsidas, feeling so much separation, and for serving his praying to Radhika, these are flowers. Bilap. Bilap means crying, weeping. Crying is weeping is flower. So when he sometimes have one kind of bow, separation, or praying for service, having service, it is one kind of flower. And so similarly, so many flowers, about 108 are in. And all slokas that he has uttered are only for Manjari Bhav, not in a Naita Bhav. So he is first praying his Gurudev, not Jadunandana Acharya, not Sanatana Goswami, not Sri Damodar. They are all Guru. Swarup Damodar is also so much best Guru. But yet first he is offering his prayer to Guru, to whom his life has been dedicated. And he has received something. Told something. Now, here, one thing, perhaps second day or that day I have cleared, that who Manjari is Manjari. they have no direct sangha with Krishna. But yet she has some signs. Symptoms of meeting Krishna. So only as a manjari, what Srimati Radhika feels, what she has symptoms, all symptoms are clear in Arupa mind. So it is not against the persons of Chaitanya Charitamrita are usual in mind. That manjari don't like to meet Krishna directly. So every symptom comes out when he kissed Radhika, Krishna kissed Radhika. So the symbol of kissing comes on the face of Arupa manjari. When Srimati Radhika angers to Krishna, the angerness comes on the mouth of Arupa manjari. What she receives, what she thinks, experience, everything, more than that. Sometimes Radhika, this, I. Krishna tries to meet, but yet they don't want Krishna meet because it is Kamanuga. Here Sthala Kamalini Yukta Garbita Kananesmin Panyas Barahasyam Puspa Gutchat Chalena Apil Nikhil Lafasta Saur Bhakta Samanjan Mriyati Tau Margam Krishna Bhringo Jatasya. Here I have told that he is praying to his Gurudev, Rupmanjari, that living all, Krishna is coming to you. Rati Manjari, or Tulsi Manjari is telling to his Gurudev. that living all, Sakhi, you are so much beautiful, you are so qualified, that as in you are very important for Krishna, that living all this, Krishna is coming to you. This is Mahima of Rupa Manjari, of his Gurudev. Here Gurudev, Priya Sakhi. In that, there is no Gurudev, no connection, no sambandha of Gurudev, but Priya Sakhi, only there. But here one thing is that after praying of Gurudev, one should pray his Ishtadev. And one thing will come out, that leaving all gopis, Krishna is coming to Rupa Manjari. Here one question arises, that living also Radhika? This question will arise. So he is telling that two meanings. First meaning is that, but it was in general. And in a special, he is doing prarthana of Ishtadevi, Srimati Radhika. Right? Very beautiful thing. Sthala Kamalini, that host, my dear Srimati Radhika. You are Sthala Kamalini, not Jala Kamalini. Sthala Kamalini. Yuktam Garbita. Here there is a reference that Srimati Radhika was at first ready to avisar with Krishna. You know avisar? Officer, I told you that Krishna sent Vrinda Devi to tell Radha that Krishna is about to death, not seeing me, not meeting me. So you should meet with Krishna in a Sanketa Sthali. Sanketa, it may be Sanketa, or in Vrindavan, or near any Yamuna Kund, anywhere. So, yes, to Vrinda Devi.